Good morning. It's 11:06 here at News Radio 1580 WCCF, and this is the Dr. Triana Show, brought to you by the Triana Center for Hormone Balance. This is a live medical talk show, and we encourage you to call in and participate in the show. If you have a question or a comment at any point during the show, don't be shy. Feel free to call us at 206-1580 or toll-free 888-441-1580. And now, our hostess of the show, the birthday girl herself, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Yeah. I'm proud to say, I talked to my mother today. I said, Mom. Oh. Cute. Happy birthday. Thank you. Yeah, today is my birthday, everyone. I'm really excited. I told my mom, so mother, what were you doing 58 years ago? I'm 58. I'm very proud of it.
Oh, wow. Well, you look great, Dr. Triana.
Thank you. So I said, Mom, what were you doing 58 years ago? And do you know what she told me? That she woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I was born in New York, and at that time, she had to stay 7 days in the hospital, and I think I cost my mom and dad about $130. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Back then, yeah, 1957. And I remember last year when I turned 57, the girls, my girls in the office who are wonderful, they put a little sign, say happy birthday to Dr. Triana when they signed
cool. in.
And is she a 57 Chevy or is she a 57 Porsche? I don't know. Either one. They're nice cars. So if you want to call in and say anything, you could call us at 206-1580. I have to tell you that last weekend we did play a rerun because I went to Nashville. Zane, it was incredible. I went to a very great The Bale Doneen conference on prevention of heart attack, stroke, and diabetes. And I took my mother, so it was really nice. And Nashville is amazing because one night, you know, when you go to a conference, you're literally there from 7 o'clock in the morning to a lot of times 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the afternoon. So you go all day, they have lectures. A lot of times during lunch, you'll eat your lunch, there'll be another lecture. So it's very intense. So you really only get, we only really had two free nights. So one night we went to, they had everybody from the conference go to the Grand Old Opry.
Wow.
That place is, oh my goodness. Incredible. The acoustics, the musicians, the singers. They had Alison Krauss was one of the.
She's wonderful.
I think Connie Smith, Loretta Lynn sang.
Oh, my.
Coal Miner's Daughter. She's 83 years old, and she sings beautifully. What a great show. But was really interesting, you know, now that I've been doing my radio show, I guess I never realized it, that actually the Grand Old Opry is a radio show.
Mm-hmm.
So,
WSM.
Yes. And they have commercials while you're there. And they say on air. I took a picture of it. It says on air. And they have big screens. You could see the artists too. But they also have commercials. And the gentleman who was the... was it like the moderator, you know? Oh, my gosh, he had a really low voice. And it was Stubbs. His name was Mr. I forgot first name, but Stubbs. So it was just an amazing show. That someone played the violin, the mandolin, the guitar. I tell you, it was just, you know, there's something about live music that always transports me to another realm. It's so beautiful.
Well, not only do you see it, but you feel it.
Yes, you see it and feel it. And the caliber, like I said, of the singers, the artists is, oh, there was the girl, I forgot, what's her name, Claire Bowen. She's on the show called Nashville.
Okay.
TV show, she sang.
Wow.
Yes. She came out in a, she looked like Pocahontas. She had a little dress and flowers in her hair and barefoot.
Wow, that's really neat.
But it was really wonderful. So what was really important about this conference, the Bale Donin method? Dr. Brad Bale and Dr. Amy Donin wrote this book called Beat the Heart Attack Gene. Now, Dr. Amy Donin has been on the show before, and I'm going to have her again as a guest. So their whole life has been in the realm of prevention, preventing heart attack, stroke, and diabetes, because we know that the root cause of these diseases is inflammation in your arteries. So they have a whole method where you educate the patient, you detect the disease, you don't wait for an event to happen, and that's the whole idea. We're trying to, the number one killer of men and women is still vascular disease. So the Bale Donin method's goal is to take vascular disease off the table as number one and know that it is preventable. You know, a lot of people, their first symptom for a heart attack or stroke is the heart attack. 50% of people. But we know now that when you get to that point where you have the event, we can go ahead and prevent it by early detection. You know, early detection of disease is so important. Disease runs its course. If you can detect it early, then you can prevent it. Or if you could do the put in the prevention to keep the disease from even happening. So one of the things is to look for inflammation. How do we look for inflammation in the arteries? Well, they're specialized blood test that I do and I order for my patients. These tests is the Cleveland Heart Lab test, which is a blood test that's sent to Cleveland, Ohio. And this test includes risk, to know your risk of inflammation. These are specialized tests. They're not expensive. They're covered by Medicare. So if any of you out there are concerned, geez, will I get a heart attack? Will I get a stroke? You can avail yourself of this wonderful test. And it's a simple little blood test. It's not a big deal. You have to fast for 12 hours and you don't drink alcohol for 48 hours. It's a blood test. We draw the blood in the office. Then the report comes out. It's color-coded so you can understand it. I go over it with my patients, but I look at risk. So the blood test will show us inflammation. It'll tell us what kind of particles of cholesterol. You know, everyone just looks at their cholesterol test. Well, that is not the best test to check because that really is a mathematical formula. It doesn't tell you what kind of particles. Do you have the smaller particles of LDL, which are the ones that want to make more plaque in your arteries? Or do you have the larger fluffy particles? It tells me how is your HDL, which is your healthy cholesterol, your LDL. We look at triglycerides. We look at total cholesterol. But all this is put together with your risk and if you have inflammation. And what are some of the diseases that cause inflammation in your arteries? Well, not just diseases. We know that lifestyle causes inflammation in your arteries. We know that major stressors can cause inflammation like losing a spouse or losing a child. We also know that smoking causes inflammation. Lack of exercise, high-fat diets. We know that people who are diabetics are prone to have inflammation in their arteries. So we need to check this out and assess the patient way before they end up with a heart attack or stroke. So, you know, I think that most of us want to do that. We don't want to be, oh my goodness, like I said, you don't want to break down on the side of the road and you don't know what's happening. If we can assess your risk, check for inflammation, and put out the fire in the arteries, then we're that much closer. And one very important risk for vascular disease is bad teeth. And at the conference, at the Baldonin conference, there were dentists there. And there's a lot of dentists now pairing up with doctors, because if you have bad oral health, bad teeth, if you had periodontal disease where you have, oh, and they had these slides, you know, the pus pockets, pus coming out of your teeth, then you are at higher risk for vascular disease. There's infections in those pus pockets. That infection can also go to your arteries and infect the plaque in your arteries. So if you have bad teeth, I tell my patients, bad teeth equals bad heart. So you really have to be on top of taking care of your teeth if you want to prevent heart attack and stroke. If you want, also, there's a very simple test. It's not expensive. It's called carotid intimal thickness. The carotid is an artery on the side of your neck. Well, we can look at your carotids and see if the lining of the carotid has plaque in it. Is that thickened? Is there plaque there? A plaque is a buildup of cholesterol. The cholesterol particles start building up underneath the lining of the artery. The lining is called the endothelium. When that builds up, your body tries to fight the cholesterol. White blood cells go there, eat up the cholesterol. You get what's called foam cells. And then eventually that plaque, if it becomes unstable or soft, it can rupture. When it ruptures, what happens? Well, the body goes and forms a clot there. When that clot is formed, that's what causes the heart attack and stroke. It's, you know, it's a plumbing system. If that clot builds up and blood can't go past it, and which blood you need to take to your muscles, especially your heart muscle needs oxygen, that heart muscle will die. And that is what a heart attack is. So if you have vascular disease, you want to prevent a second event. And also you need to look at, if you don't know if you have vascular disease, you need to look for the plaque in your arteries and to see if you have inflammation. So these are all things, if you read the book, and I really encourage everyone to get this book. It's called Beat the Heart Attack Gene. There is so much that can be done to prevent heart attack, stroke. So much that can be done. And I'm going to go ahead and we'll take a little break. And then
another morning where you just drag yourself out of bed after hitting the snooze button five times. Now you're driving to work. It's like a zombie. That lack of energy and poor sleep every night is just one sign that your hormones may be out of whack. Time to get them back in balance with Bio-T. Both men and women need testosterone and suffer without it. And all you need is a quick little test. My testosterone was too low, my estrogen too high, and it meant that I was just foggy and irritable every day until I learned about Bio-T Medical. Bio-T is all natural. It's not synthetic. It's not those shots or messy creams that you hear a lot about. With Bio-T, all you need, 2-3 treatments a year, as opposed to painful shots that you're getting every week. Come out of the fog, feel youthful again, get that libido back up, feel happy, even maintain your weight loss.
Hi, this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Let me balance your hormones with Bio-T. Call me at 941-625-1990. For your appointment.
It's 11:20 here at News Radio 1580 WCCF. The phone line's wide open at 206-1580, toll free 888-441-1580. We encourage you to be a part of the show if you have a question or a comment. And now it's back to our hostess of the program, Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Happy birthday.
Thank you all. And yes, if you have any questions, I am telling you, I am so excited. Our Bio-T program is just going along fantastic. You know, I'm the only doctor in Charlotte County who's doing Bio-T program, bioidentical hormone pellets. You know, there's doctors in other cities, but I'm the first one here who's doing that. And that's in keeping with my whole goal is for prevention. of heart attack, stroke, diabetes, and aging healthier. If we balance your hormones, which is one of the things that I do at the Triana Center for Hormone Balance, we check your hormones. We look at your vitamin D. We look at your thyroid. And I put that whole picture together in order to help my patients. With these bioidentical hormone pellets that I put under your skin, it's a simple little tiny procedure. It doesn't hurt. I anesthetize right in your tushy, put it under the fat, the pellets, and in women, they get estrogen and testosterone. In men, they get testosterone. The women, the pellets slowly get absorbed in your blood, which is like what your body used to do. You know, your ovaries, when you're younger, produce estrogen and testosterone. And your ovaries puts this hormone in your bloodstream. So you slowly absorb it. And that's the way the pellets work too. So we are treating you like when you were younger. We know that one of the root causes of aging and loss of muscle mass is lack of hormones. So we're balancing your hormones to a younger age. And I tell my patients, we're not making you Arnold Schwarzenegger. We're not making you a teenager. We are balancing about, you know, in your 30s. And the response that I'm getting from patients is, I'm telling you, I am blown away how wonderful it is. Patients are happier. They have more energy. They feel, the libido goes up. So they're more interested in sex. And, you know, we have that. If you stay tuned, all of you, we have a great sexual health tip of the week.
I was just wondering, how long after you receive the treatment do you start feeling a difference?
Well, usually you start feeling within about a week or less.
That's great.
It depends. Again, many people have been hormone deficient. As I say, your gas tank is really low. We're trying to fill it up. And the first thing that most of the women especially say is that they sleep better because they no longer have night sweats, hot flashes, the vaginal dryness goes away, they have more energy, more interest in sex. So all this together slowly gets better and better. And then once this treatment usually lasts between 3 to 4 months in women, some women a little bit longer. It depends on your cardiac output, which means how active are you? So the women and men, it's the same thing, but men, they get more hormone pellets, and the pellets last for men about 6-7 months because they get testosterone. And then with the pellets, we recommend certain supplements. Now, the supplement we recommend for both men and women is called DIM. It's made from broccoli and cauliflower. And that's important to keep the balance of the estrogen and testosterone. Very important. Now, that's why I'm really excited because I'm going to have Dr. Morgan Taylor, who is world famous about testosterone. I told you all the book that I recommend everyone should read is called Testosterone for Life, which is very interesting. When I was at the Bale Donin conference, Dr. Jeffrey Life, who also is going to be a guest, and he wrote The Life Plan. And he's that doctor you see like when you go in an airplane and he has an older face, but his body's ripped. You know, he's got all those six-pack abs, they call it. And he's very nice. He worked out. He in his 50s, he was overweight, and then he started working out. And he also is on hormones and testosterone. So he'll tell you, he's going to be a guest too. He talked about Dr. Morgan Taylor's book. So testosterone does not cause prostate cancer. And if you all read this book It's very important, and you'll understand it. And it's written for the everyday person, so it's very understandable. And he has some great case histories that he talks about. Of course, you know, he's changed the name and everything. So in keeping with the balancing of the hormones, all this is based in science. And the science is telling us that we can benefit from having our hormones balanced. There is no reason that any woman out there has to suffer with menopausal symptoms. And at the same time, women will say, well, I don't have any of those symptoms. Why do I need my hormones balanced? Because it may not be what you feel, but what you don't feel. Remember, hormones, both estrogen and testosterone, are very important for our bones. And osteoporosis is a terrible thing for both men and women. And the worst thing about osteoporosis is when men and women get what's called the vertebrae collapse, they're called compression fractures in the spine. And those are very debilitating and hurt. Remember, we don't want you just to feel better. We're trying to prevent disability. None of us wants to be disabled, to be a burden on our families. None of us want that. And also, we want to prevent Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's, unfortunately, has a higher incidence in women. So we're trying to prevent that. So looking at one of the things that we do for prevention is there's a major article that came out in the Annals of Internal Medicine that talks about screening overweight and obese adults for diabetes. Well, I think that's really important, and I agree that, and the recommendation is that if you're overweight between the age of 40 to 70, you better know what your blood sugar level is, because you're at higher risk for becoming diabetic. And it's very important that we check. There's three very important tests that can be checked to see, are you a diabetic? Well, one of them is a fasting blood sugar. The fasting glucose, if you look at your labs and that blood sugar is above 100, let me tell you, you have impaired glucose tolerance. What does that mean? That means that your insulin is not working well. If your blood sugar is 100 and you're fasting, that is a red flag, okay? Also, there's a test called the hemoglobin A1C. That's a 120-day snapshot of your blood sugar. Now, how many of you out there know what a hemoglobin A1C is? That's very important. So what we look at, that 120-day average of your blood sugar, we look at a number. That number should be 5.6 and less. If your hemoglobin A1C is 6.5, you are considered a diabetic. 6.5. So if your number is between 5.6 and 6.4, you have what we call pre-diabetes. Now, pre-diabetes means you're knocking on the door to become a diabetic. So there's something we could do. And one of the first things we do is diet, exercise, okay? And what diet? We have to look at reducing carbohydrates in your diet. So the fasting blood sugar is a very important test, the hemoglobin A1C, and then there's the oral glucose tolerance test, which is very important. That test, you come in fasting, your blood sugar's done, checked fasting, you're given a sweet, standardized, it's like a Coca-Cola drink. And then we check your blood sugar in 1 hour and then 2 hours. And depending if that number is above 140, then you also have impaired glucose tolerance. If that blood sugar is over 200, there's a very high chance that you are a diabetic. So this is something that we need to look at. If we can find out ahead of time that you have prediabetes, there's diet, exercise, and certain medications. Now, what we usually recommend is losing weight. Even if it's only 5 to 10% of your body weight, it really makes a difference. If you lose 5 to 10% of your body weight, we can see a difference in your blood sugars. And if we go ahead and we can monitor that, there's also certain medications. One of them is called metformin. Metformin is a very important medication because, and it's not expensive. We can use that to help your liver not to produce more blood sugar and also to help your insulin to work better. So what's the takeaway on this? If you're overweight, if you have a waist greater than 35 inches in women and 40 inches in men, definitely you need to know what is your fasting blood sugar. You know, I don't know. Sometimes people say, oh, I don't want to go to the doctor. I'm scared. You know, they don't realize that if your doctor is there, a family physician is to help you to prevent disease down the road. There's so much we can do to check, to prevent, or to catch things early. Now, remember, this is almost the last day of October. Tomorrow's Halloween. Remember, this is Breast Awareness Month. We recommend, again, getting your mammogram. Now, I recommend that you get a mammogram as long as you're up and about and doing, no matter what the age. Early detection is the key for cure. Hello, caller. Hello, caller.
Hi. Yes, okay. I was just wondering, are you guys covering the football game tonight, the Charlotte, Port Charlotte game? Is that going to be on the radio?
That's not on this station. It's on our sister station, 1070 NBC Sports.
This is the Dr. Triana show.
Yeah, this is... Yeah.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay. Well, have a good day.
Have a great day.
Yeah, it's a big game tonight.
Oh,
Charlotte and Port Charlotte.
Oh,
the two
it?
Rivals.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I went to Charlotte High School.
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah.
I graduated from there. But when I went to Charlotte High School, there was no Port Charlotte High School.
Wow.
There was only one high school in the whole county.
Yeah, whoever wins this goes on to, you know, the district.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Big game tonight.
Where is it going to be at?
Charlotte Stadium in Punta Gorda.
In Punta Gorda. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's going to be packed then.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Well, anyways, it's very important to tell you all that, Charlotte High School. It's so funny because people say, well, I'm Port Charlotte. So, well, Port Charlotte didn't exist. They used to bring kids all the way from Rotunda West.
Wow.
They would bus them in. So there was no other high school, but now there's more. Anyways, if you have a question, this is the Dr. Triana show. You have a question about hormones. You have a question about diabetes. Any medical questions? If you want to just call at 206-1580. I guess we can even answer when the game is, right?
Right, exactly.
Anyways, so if you are overweight, remember, we need three important tests. You need to know what your hemoglobin A1C is. We need to know your fasting blood sugar, and you should also get a glucose tolerance test. And these tests, if they're abnormal, then we need to be very aggressive in trying to prevent diabetes. I think that, again, it's very important to look at and prevent a disease because we know, and we have a caller.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi. I wanted to know how important is the C-reactive protein blood test, and is it covered by Medicare?
Okay, that's a great question. What's your first name, caller?
Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. Thank you for calling. The C-reactive protein, you have to get the heart-specific C-reactive protein. There's, and when I order that in the Cleveland Heart Lab test, it's heart-specific. It is covered by Medicare. But there's other markers. The C-reactive protein is actually produced in the liver. And there's other inflammatory markers that are done through the Cleveland Heart Lab, the myeloperoxidase, the F2 isoprotein. Again, these are covered by Medicare. And that, put together with your other risk factors, is how we come up with an action plan. Does that answer your question?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for calling.
It's not a routine blood test then, is it?
No, it's not a routine. And you, again, it's like everything in life. You have to know where is your source of information. So that's why I send all these tests to the Cleveland Heart Lab in Cleveland. It's an offshoot of Cleveland Clinic in Ohio. And these tests are very important because we know that if you're looking for inflammation, this is part of the picture. So I would recommend to get your blood drawn if you're interested and go through the Cleveland Heart Lab. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much. And I'm very proud to say that we do draw those bloods. I am a lipidologist. I have my boards in lipids, which is in keeping with prevention. Lipids we know is cholesterol, triglycerides, your HDL, your LDL. So when we draw regular or routine blood tests, as Catherine was asking, we don't normally order the C-reactive protein, so we order these specialized tests. And you want to go with a lab that's, you know, that's what their specialty is. Early detection and checking for inflammation. And we know that Cleveland Heart Lab has these specialized tests. And we also look, there's also some gene tests that we can look at. We can also look at the type of LDL and HDL particles. And I highly recommend that. Again, knowledge is power, and the more you know, the more you can prevent. And I want everyone to know that it is covered by Medicare, and if you would like to make an appointment and see me because you're worried about that you would like, if you have a family history, like, for example, of heart attack, stroke, family history of aortic aneurysm, that's a vascular risk. If you have a history of what we call claudication, where you have blockages in your arteries of your legs, where it hurts to walk, all these are hallmarks of vascular disease. So I strongly recommend, if you would like to make a consultation with me, you can call my office at 941-625-1990. And we can do your consultation, order your Cleveland Heart Lab test, and with that information, which is a great tool, we can go ahead and assess your risk for vascular disease. And I feel that this is very important at any age. So if you're young and you want to know, you really need to look into this, especially if you have a very strong family history. Again, 50% of people who end up in the emergency room, their first symptom is a heart attack. You don't want to wait for that. You want to catch it early. And so today we're also going to talk about very important about in family medicine is reasons why patients don't stick to the program of taking their medications. You know, about 50% of people, 25%, and this was a study that was done by the American Medical Association, about 25% of people will go to the doctor and never fill their prescription. That's amazing. And about 50% of the time, patients that do get their prescription don't take their medications. I mean, you would think that if they go to a doctor and the doctor recommends certain medications, patients don't take them. And there's a lot of different reasons, and we're going to discuss that. But before we do, let's go ahead and take another break.
Okay, guys, listen up. You feel like a 70-year-old man in a 45-year-old body can't work out like you used to. Maybe your testosterone is low. You know, testosterone is the dipstick of men's health. Levels decline after 30, accelerated by a variety of environmental chemicals that can convert the reduced testosterone you are producing to estrogen. That's the female hormone, and not good. You can change all that at the Triana Center for Hormone Balance. There, your hormones are measured, a thorough physical done, and a program to restore your hormone balance is laid out for you. Bioidentical hormone pellets are inserted beneath the skin every 4 to 5 months by a certified BioT physician. 15 minutes and you're on your way to feeling better, having more energy, improved muscle tone, and renewed interest in your sex partner. Yay! Still not convinced? Go to the BioT website. That is BioTEmedical.com. Then call 625-1990 for an appointment that will change your life.
Hi, this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Let me balance your hormones with BioT. Call me at 941-625-1990 for your appointment.
Well, happy Friday, everyone, and happy birthday to our very own Dr. Triana. It is 1142 here. Give us a call at 1-800-1881-1580. 206-1580 is our numbers, even if just to say happy birthday to Dr. Triana. And now our hostess of the program, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Yes, if anyone wants to give us a call, we had a caller talk about C-reactive protein. That was very important. You can give us a call at 206-1580. We still have coming up the sexual health tip of the week. And, you know, with balancing your hormones, it's not just about increasing your libido, but boy, that is very nice. A lot of times, men and women, as they get older, they forget that, you know, the relationship needs a little kindling there, a little fire. You know, I'm just going to go ahead and talk about the sexual health tip of the week. Then we'll go back about medications. So that's why it's really important that we balance your hormones. You know, I have patients who tell me, or people tell me, you know, why do I need to balance my hormones? You know, I'm going to age. Why not age naturally? I said, go ahead and age naturally. So when you get that cataract, don't fix it. If you need a knee surgery, a total knee, don't do that. Go ahead and be disabled. I mean, part of aging healthier is because we're living longer, we can age healthier by balancing our hormones, by balancing to a point where we have more muscle mass, more energy, the insulin in our body works better, and it protects our brain, protects our breasts, protects our bones, and protects you from prostate cancer for men. So all these are very important. So the sexual health tip of the week, I was speaking to a patient, and she was saying that one of the things her and her husband do, which I think is wonderful, is share a hobby together. You know, whether it be gardening, maybe it's bowling or playing tennis together, but something that you do together that you both enjoy. You know, I think that is some relationships, people, as time goes on, they forget that a relationship is like a garden. You know, you got to feed it, you got to water, you got to tend to that garden, correct?
That's right. You have to take care of it every day. It's an everyday thing.
It's an everyday thing. I know you work at Home Depot, too, in the garden section, don't you?
And the main cause that we see of plants dying is either overwatering or underwatering.
Right.
There has to be a balance there.
There has to be a balance. And you have to pay attention to that plant every day because it's alive. It's alive. So a relationship is alive.
You know, people thought my dad was a little eccentric for what he did, but he always had plants around him. And he had a greenhouse at one time, too. But even just the house plants, he talked to those plants. He did. He would say good morning and how are you? And he would kind of joke with himself. But really, he believed, you know, it's a living thing. And yeah.
Yeah, it's a living. And a relationship should be that way, too. It's a living, beautiful entity that you need to water and take care of. So My sexual health tip of the week is do a hobby together. If anybody wants to offer another suggestion, you give me a ring at 206-1580. So I really, it's so beautiful when I see patients who have their hormones balanced. They come in, they're holding hands, they're giggling. It's so beautiful. It's just wonderful. And you see the love, the attention to detail in each other. And, you know, it isn't just about the hormones. That helps. But it's about taking the time, taking and feeding and watering that garden, which is the relationship. So if you do a hobby together, imagine how nice that is. Right?
Absolutely.
Because a lot of times people will go their separate ways and forget. You know, you don't. You need to do something together. Just living in the same house is not enough. So that's my sexual health tip of the week. I think that's a great tip.
That sure is.
Okay. So why do patients not take their medications? Well, we said that about 50% don't even fill the prescription, 25%. And about 50%, once they take the prescription, they don't take it. So what is it? Oh, hello, caller.
How are you this morning?
Good morning, caller. What's your name?
My name is Jim.
Hi, Jim.
I have a question.
Yes.
Without going into the long version, I'm 72 years old. I have two cardiologists for various reasons.
Yes.
And a general practitioner that I've had for 20 years.
Okay.
And I'm diabetic. I was diagnosed pre-diabetic when I was 50. Just through diet and exercise, I held it off till I was 70 years old, and then I had to start taking one 500 milligram metformin, and then a month or so ago, I had to switch to two.
Okay.
Every doctor I talk to tells you a different diet. You should only eat meat and vegetables. You should eat, you know, just fruit. You should, and I asked them all, well, what about the American Diabetes Association? Well, that's an overall. I said, but, you know, if the Heart Association and the American Diabetes Association diets are almost identical.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, cardiologists and doctors tell you to do something different.
Well, the thing is this. That's where I practice personalized medicine. And I look at the person and what is it? I look to see how active they are. I look to see what is their body habitus. Are they lean? Do they have a lot of extra tissue that would be adipose or fat tissue? Now, we know that diabetes fundamentally is a metabolic problem. Your insulin does not work correctly. That key that's letting sugar go into the cell does not work. Well, so since you have vascular disease and you have also diabetes, one of the things we need to watch is your carbohydrates. And you know, carbohydrates is everything that turns into sugar in your body. Bread, rice, potatoes, fruit, cookies.
Let me interrupt.
Can't, okay.
Let me get back to bread.
All right.
They all say eat whole grain, eat brown rice, and I do everything I'm supposed to do.
Right.
And I do take my medicine as I'm supposed to. And I feel really good.
Wonderful.
You know, and I exercise every day.
Wonderful.
I'm trying to find out if I just continue to follow the American Diabetes Association, is that a general good guideline?
That is a good guideline, but again, knowledge is power. Know how many.
Oh, I understand that.
All right. And also, it's about portions. You know, if someone tells me I just ate a whole loaf of bread, well, no, that's a lot of carbs there. So portions are important. And people think because it's whole wheat or brown rice that it doesn't affect you as a carb. It does. It's just harder to absorb. But it's still
right.
A carb.
I understand, you know, I made a science out of it it's just trying to get straight. In other words, for dinner twice a week, we'll have tuna fish sandwiches.
Well, Well, so how
and that's
is,
what it is.
So tell me, how is your fasting blood sugar and your A1C doing?
My A1C just now went, they switched to 1,000 milligrams of metformin because it went to 7.2.
Oh, yeah.
It had been under 6.9 for ever.
Okay.
I know it's a degenerative disease. As you get older, it gets worse. But
it sounds to me that you're really paying attention to your diet, your exercising. Everything I hear sounds really good. You're committed and you're in pursuit of knowledge. You're reading about it, studying about it. I think that's great. I really admire that you're doing this.
All right. Well, I just, you know, like I say, it's just a thing about, it's easy to tell somebody you can eat nothing but meat and vegetables, but that's not humanly possible. And then, of course, what kind of meat? Well, you can't have lunch meat. Now you're slaughtering cows in the yard, you know?
Well, remember, moderation, you know, I mean, come on. You think I'm not going to have birthday cake today? Today's my birthday.
Well, I'm not going to go into my story. Yes, I wouldn't. Or my wife would make me a cake that was made with Splenda.
Oh, well, I'm going to have birthday cake today, I'll tell you. And I am very happy. And I am trying to lose weight. But today is my birthday, and I'm going to have a little splurge. Come on, we're humans. You know?
Oh, yeah. No. I have dessert every day, but it's things that are made with Splenda, made out of fruit, you answered my questions. I appreciate it. I usually listen to your show because I always, like you said, knowledge is power. So every day I get something from the American Diabetes Association, and I religiously read it and
great
do what I can.
And thank you.
Thank you
for listening to the show. I love doing it.
Talk to you.
Bye-bye. That was a great question. It's still lit up. That was a great question. It's still lit up. Well, we have a board here, and the lights flash when a caller calls in, and Zane picks it up. He runs the boards. Thank goodness he knows what he's doing. That's great, and it is exciting. And I like when people call too. But I know a lot of people I run into. They tell me they don't want to call. They want to hear the information. But that was a great question.
He really, it sounds to me like he really has his mind in the game. He's very well informed.
Yeah.
He's doing everything right.
I think that's great.
I mean, I could scare people if I told you my diet. Oh, my gosh. It's bad. Bad.
Well, we need to finish up about why patients don't take their medications, because that may be one of you out there. Many times it could be the cost. A lot of prescriptions are very expensive. Or it may be misunderstanding the need for the medication. You know, we try to explain to patients, why am I doing this? What's the cause? Why, you know, give them the rationale. A lot of times patients are scared of the side effects. And sometimes they're just impatient and they stop their medications because they see that it takes a long time for it to work. So, also, other factors that affect patients not taking their medications is they may not feel the problem. Same thing with the hormones. You may not feel that your bones are deteriorating. You may not feel until it's too late that your muscles are withering away. You may not feel that you're losing your hair. You may not feel until it's too late that you have vaginal dryness. And then you find out all of a sudden it hurts to have sex. So all these things, lack of symptoms, also patients are kind of scared of becoming dependent on medications. I tell patients, if you don't want to be on the hormones anymore, it gets absorbed in your body. Or if you don't want to take a medicine anymore, then like medicine for blood pressure, if you stop it, your blood pressure will go up. I don't think anybody wants to have a stroke from high blood pressure. So it's very important, if you're going to stop a medication and a doctor ordered it for you, please call your doctor. Tell them, look, I can't take this medicine for X, Y, and Z reason. Please don't just stop it. And then the patient ends up with a stroke or a heart attack because they didn't take their medications. Call the doctor. Let them know. Many people, too, may not even trust their doctor. You know, there is a very important that we develop a trust with our patients. I'm very blessed. I love taking care of my patients. I'm constantly studying, reading, to prepare for the shows, to take good care of my patients, to try to explain things so they can understand it in a very clear and simple manner. I want people to know that why they're doing what they're doing, because I feel, again, if they understand why I'm prescribing something and what the consequences might be, then they'll want to do it. If somebody comes in and I tell them, look, you have inflammation in your arteries, your cholesterol is very high, you're a smoker, you're just setting yourself up for a heart attack or stroke. When the patient says, well, Dr. Triana, what can I do? Well, I'm the first person to try to lay out an action plan to help them. When patients come in and tell me they have menopausal symptoms, hot flashes or night sweats, I tell them, this is what we can do to help you. If someone comes in and tells me they're having a hard time losing weight, I say, well, let's look at what is it that you're eating? What is it that you're doing with your life? A lot of times I have patients tell me they only drink 4 or 5 sodas a day. 4 or 5 sodas. There's 10 teaspoons of sugar and a can of Coke. That's way too many carbs. Most diabetics, and I was talking to the gentleman, is we want to keep those carbs under 150 grams of carbs. Now, that's kind of like a blanket. But remember, for you, it may be too much. For me, it may be too little. You have to work with it and see how it affects. That's why it's very important for blood glucose monitoring, to check your blood sugar. And we want you to know this. You have so much power in your hands, so much information that you can do to take care of your health. And that's what I'm trying to give you, more tools through this show, so each of you can understand. And I appreciate your calls. This is Dr. Elizabeth Triana, the Dr. Triana Show. Stay healthy, and thank you. God bless you.
WCCF, Punta Gorda, Port Charlotte.